Testivity Audio Course, Module 21, Group Health Insurance.
A distinguishing feature of group health insurance is that only one policy covers multiple insureds. The contract is between the insurer and the employer, or other single authority, the policy owner. Each participant of the group plan is issued a certificate that serves as evidence of insurance. The certificate is a rather brief document that describes the group insurance benefits as well as the administrative procedures required to obtain benefits. Group health insurance may be issued to employer groups or any other association group that is natural. This means that the group must exist for some reason other than to obtain group insurance. Example of association groups include labor unions, METs or multiple employer trusts, trade associations, fraternities, sororities, and debtor groups. Multiple employer trusts are groups of small employers from a common industry that join together to form a larger group in an attempt to be more attractive as a group to the insurer. Group underwriting. Group health insurance is offered to anyone who meets the minimum eligibility requirements imposed by the employer. Generally, group insurance is less expensive than a comparable individual policy. It is usually sold on a payroll deduction plan with no physical exam, which lowers the cost of administration relative to individual policies. Whereas people in the workforce are usually younger and in better health than the population in general, the cost of morbidity is generally lower as well. In short, group health underwriters do not review individual members of the group to determine insurability. Group underwriters do review census information about the group as a whole, including the size of the group, average age, work environment, past claims experience. When a decision is made, the entire group is accepted or rejected. On each anniversary date, group underwriters review the previous year's claims experience of the group, which, to an extent, is used to determine the next year's premium. The variables of a group health premium calculation are fundamentally the same as those used in the calculation of an individual health policy. The process for health insurance is more complex than the calculation of a life insurance premium. Interest and expenses are key variables, as are morbidity, claims experience, and the benefits of the policy. Similar to a mortality table, which show the number of people who can be expected to die at any given age, morbidity tables show the number of people out of a large group who can be expected to become ill or disabled at any given age. Insurers impose other requirements on group plans to reduce adverse selection and to keep administrative costs to a minimum. One requirement is participation percentages. Non-contributory group health insurance policies require 100% of eligible employees participate, while 75% participation is required in a contributory plan. Employers are free to switch insurance carriers for their group coverage or terminate coverage altogether. There are statutory rules that regulate the terms and conditions that must be followed when this occurs. The employees must be notified that the policy is being discontinued. All group policies must provide for an extension of benefits. The usual continuation period is 31 days. If a policy is discontinued, benefits must automatically be extended for disabled employees. When one insurer replaces another, the prior insurer is liable for all claims incurred during any extension periods. Also, the new insurer must cover all employees who were eligible to participate under the prior insurer. The new insurer must disregard any pre-existing conditions that would otherwise make a participant uninsurable. HIPAA, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. Under HIPAA, any insurer in the business of writing group health insurance must make the product available to small employer groups, 2 to 50 employees, without regard to health status. The look-back period for pre-existing conditions is limited to 6 months, and the maximum probationary period is 12 months. Pre-existing conditions will be covered 12 months after enrollment. Further, if an individual enters a group plan within 63 days of leaving another group plan, the new insurer cannot assign a probationary period for pre-existing conditions. Pregnancy is not a pre-existing condition, and newborn children must be covered from the moment of birth. HIPAA guarantees coverage for a 48-hour hospital stay for the mother and new child after a regular delivery, and 96 hours for a cesarean section birth. The newborn child may be enrolled in the parent's policy within 30 days without any pre-existing condition limitations. Mandated by HIPAA, most group health policies include a conversion privilege, which allows members of the group to convert their coverage to an individual health insurance policy for 31 days after leaving a group plan due to a qualifying event. The value of this provision is that evidence of insurability is not required. This can be very important to a person who has health problems or pre-existing conditions when he or she has a qualifying event. Qualifying events include termination for any reason other than gross misconduct, reduction in hours, cancellation of plan, disability, death or divorce, dependent child attains age 19, 23 if attending school full-time, or employer insolvency. This is not an all-inclusive list. These are just common qualifying events. Under HIPAA, employers must make full health care coverage available immediately, upon eligibility, to newly hired employees who were previously covered by a group policy for at least 12 months with no break in coverage greater than 63 days. Coverage must be made available with no probationary, look-back, or waiting periods. HIPAA also requires that every insurer who offers individual health insurance offer at least 2 plans on a guaranteed issue basis to any individual who has elected and exhausted COBRA and is not eligible for coverage under any other group plan, Medicare, or Medicaid. COBRA, Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act. COBRA is a federal law that requires, upon the occurrence of a qualifying event, employers with 20 or more employees to provide for continuation of benefits under the employer's group insurance plan for former employees and their dependents at 102% of the required premium. COBRA provides transitional health care coverage until the employee and dependents can obtain coverage elsewhere. Generally, the maximum period of coverage continuation is 18 months. However, if the qualifying event was death, divorce, disability, or a dependent child attaining age 19, the maximum period of coverage continuation is 36 months. Upon the occurrence of a qualifying event, the employee or dependent has 60 days to notify the group insurer or plan administrator of their election to stay in the group plan through COBRA. In effect, former employees may use the 60 days as a period of free coverage by electing COBRA and paying the premium only if a claim arises. If the employee takes a new job and enrolls in a new group plan, their new group coverage will most likely take effect before the transitional period allowed under COBRA expires. However, if COBRA is elected, the premium must be paid within 45 days. Other means of covering groups. Blanket disability insurance is characterized as providing definite, ascertainable benefits to a changing, nameless group of people, the class. Any person entering the class of people covered under the policy is automatically covered. When they leave, coverage ceases. An example would be Scout Camp. The party responsible for the group may purchase a blanket disability policy that will pay a flat dollar amount maybe $5,000, to anybody who sustains an injury requiring medical care while attending the camp. Franchise insurance is similar to the concept of MET, Multiple Employer Trust, but with franchise insurance, each eligible participant is issued an individual policy. Premium levels are reduced somewhat from those of regular individual policies because of savings in underwriting expenses and plan administration costs. Another form of group coverage, similar to the MET, is the Multiple Employer Welfare Association, or MEWA, which is an alternative to true group insurance. MEWAs provide self-funded health care benefits to employees of a group of several large employers. Workers' compensation. Workers' comp is mandated by state law for all employers. If an employer has one or more employees, they must be covered. The business owner, however, may opt out of coverage. Based on the concept of liability without fault, these laws hold the employer liable for injury or illness which arises out of and in the course of employment. Benefits for medical expenses are automatically available in all states, but benefits for loss of income and/or loss of limb vary by state and is not testable.